Time to talk some offense here. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich joins me in studio. And Frank, we know what the numbers say, and it's been a tough little run for the Philadelphia Eagles offensively. What have you seen, good and not so good?
Well, I think, you know, I think the good is, for instance, in the last game. I mean, you don't want to say there's much good in it, but we dropped back 60 times, which is crazy, but have one sack. That's positive. We've been better in the red zone and better on third down the last couple weeks. That's positive. But here's what's not positive. We got to play more consistent football. We got to get some more big chunk plays, and we got to find ways to be more productive and put more points up on the board.
Let's kind of go group by group here. Wide receivers, Paul Turner gets his chance to play here, had a nice game, 6 catches on Sunday in Cincinnati. Nelson was consistent, and he was physical, and he was focused. DGB has come on the last few weeks. What are you seeing from that group as we head into the final 4 games of this regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think DGB is continuing to make more and more of an impact. That's a good thing. He's playing with more confidence and more swagger. That's a good thing. He's a big man. I mean, even that play got hurt this last week. You know, Burfict gets a clean shot on him, and Burfict's almost as hurt as he is. That just goes to show you how physical of a guy DGB is. So that's a good thing. Nelson came back and played well. You know, he had those two key fourth down catches. They were tough catches, good plays. I was happy for him. That's the way you got to approach it. Just build the confidence back one play at a time, you know, one reception at a time. He did a nice job. And then, like you said, Paul Turner came in and, you know, made that first career reception there, you know, caught that naked bootleg there. Carson made a good play, took it for a big gain. But that's what we were expecting out of him.
Tight end Zach Ertz has really come on in the last month or so. That must be really a good feeling for you, and what a target in the red zone all of a sudden catching touchdown passes.
Yeah, Zach, you know, I mean, we all knew it was just a matter of time. I think we all knew it was a matter of time. And then he got banged up there for a few games early in the year, but he and Carson seemed to be hitting their stride as far as chemistry, understanding some things on routes, and, you know, that's real positive.
All right, so let's talk about the offensive line now. First 4 games, the same starting 5. The offense is humming. Lane Johnson goes out, and since then, there have been 4 different starting combinations in the 8 games. How difficult is that to overcome?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. It takes its toll. But, you know, I've been in some places where, you know, this has happened before. But I have to say where I have more confidence, like when we're losing these guys and when we have to shift things around, I don't find myself saying, oh, we're in trouble. I mean, I really feel confident in the guys. I feel Stout and Eugene are doing a good job of getting those guys ready. They're good players. I mean, it does take a little bit of a toll. I think where it showed up a little bit is in the run game. You know, you know, having the consistency in the run game, a lot of that's combination blocks. I think the pass protection and the communication on blitz stuff has been pretty good, as was the case this past weekend. But naturally, you want all your bullets in your belt.
All right, the quarterback, Carson, the project, the franchise, 12 games into his career, everybody wants him to be perfect. I know that's not going to happen. What are you seeing, Frank, in the way he's developed?
I'm just glad we got him. That's all I can tell you. I mean, this guy is a winner in every way, as a player, as a leader. He understands the position. He has the mental toughness to fight through the ups and downs that it takes. So very excited about him. And, you know, there's been ups and downs, but this is a guy that you can build a franchise around. He's throwing the ball well, you know, still completing, you know, 63% of his passes, which is a pretty good number. But you're never happy, you know, and we're never happy as coaches. So we just keep pushing him to get better, and he will.
What do you want from this offense the last 4 weeks of the regular season?
You know, it's funny. You get here to the beginning of week, you know, after the 12th game, and I was just talking to Carson about this before I came down here with you, where you come into week 13 or your 13th game, and you wish you could say at the beginning of the year, you wish you could help. We could all understand that when you get to this point, it doesn't matter whether your record is 12-0 or 0-12. I walk in today with the same mindset, the same goal. I'm going to prepare to win, and then we're going to play to win. And so you can't allow the circumstances to dictate the approach that you take. So I expect us to come in like professionals with a lot of passion and juice and take it 1 week at a time.
It's really not until the end of the season that you go back and evaluate fully, comprehensively everything, is it?
Yeah. I mean, you're doing little chunks along the way. You know, you're reevaluating things. But afterwards, you certainly do a much more thorough evaluation.
As an Eagles fan, I think the big story here is that Eagles fans just want to know that Carson's making the right kind of progress, even though there are some hurdles along the way.
I mean, when you look at last week, you know, he's making incredible progress. I've never been more confident that we got the right guy. Last week, we throw it 60 times, one sack. That's a lot of credit to the offensive line, but that's a lot of credit to Carson. Did a couple nice things on blitz pickup, understands protections, understands coverages. Very seldom do we come off the field and say, oh, you got fooled on that one. It doesn't happen to him. He sees it. He understands it. We're going the right direction.
How do you get better at not having passes knocked down to the line of scrimmage? And I know Cincinnati's really long and tall.
Yeah, that's just a feel thing. Now, and Cincinnati, they're an outlier. I mean, they're not. We played them. It was real. But they got four guys who are in the top 10 of batting balls down. This is what they do. But that's why they only got one sack in 60 pass attempts, because they're not rushing the passer. Mm-hmm. They stand there, they time it, they do a good job. Carson's release point is up here. It's high enough. He's 6'5". It's just find a lane and throw it. That team is very good at it. Give them credit. But I think over time that's not going to be an issue.
Frank, thanks. Thanks for joining us in studio. Appreciate it. Frank Reich in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Yeah.